This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a temporary studio going on here, and we got cats and dogs, and so it's gonna sound a little bit different, but, we had some weather in Las Vegas, and the internet kind of got messed up at my other studio, so I kind of did a makeshift studio, and you know what? It's working. We pivot. I hate that word, pivot. We become flexible, and we make things work. So, I want to talk about job interviews, and I want to open up because I just saw my son do an interview for an internship, and it was a virtual interview, and he looked great. He had this dark gray suit with a black shirt and a nice little shiny tie, and he looked all good, and I was like, oh, my baby's all dressed up. He looked all handsome, and I was all excited about the way he looked. He was all dressed really, really nice, and then he finishes the interview, and he goes, Mom, it came out purple. What are you talking about? On his camera, his whole outfit came out purple. Now, I don't know if that's ever happened to you. You know, I see myself on camera, and I look middle-aged. I don't know how that happened. I'm only 29, and I see myself on camera, and I really look a mess. But you know what? Cameras distort. I get that. Cameras distort. But one thing that I've been talking to a lot of medical students about and other people in the job interview world is the virtual interview isn't putting anybody at an advantage. The virtual interview actually is a disadvantage. Now, I don't understand that because one is you can be comfortable and you don't have to wear pants, right? I really urge everybody to wear pants. I'm wearing pants right now. You know, but, you know, you can be in your own setting. You can be comfortable. You know, you're only talking to a camera. You don't get the heebie-jeebies of people around you. And, you know, because sometimes somebody will scratch or somebody will look down at the paper and then I get all nervous. Go, well, what are they looking at, or are they getting bored? You know, so for me, I would think virtual is an advantage. But what a lot of students have told me and a lot of people who have been job seekers are telling me is their competition expanded or jumped exponentially because of virtual ability to interview. So rather than, let's say at the medical student realm, and this is match week. So students are hopefully matching into residencies this week. Many of them found out if they matched. Those who didn't are currently undergoing a SOAP process where they try to get into a residency that didn't fill. And many of the students said that they were at a real disadvantage because if they, let's say, were interviewing in Nevada, and they thought they had an advantage because they're Nevada born, they're from Nevada, they plan to stay in Nevada, somebody from Maine or Connecticut or Vermont can hop on, do an interview, and you don't have that advantage of, look, you know, but I'm here. I'm here in the flesh because, again, whether you're from Nevada or Connecticut or Vermont, you're looked at online. And so some people got interviews at programs that would have probably never interviewed at that location because you would have had to pay to travel. You would have had to, you know, buy the plane ticket, buy the suit, buy the, you know, and instead you could just wear the same suit, click, all right, I'm going to interview in Connecticut, or I'm going to interview in Alabama, or I'm going to interview in Arkansas. And so when the job market or any sort of market, rather than you making it to the job, making it on time, showing how you can interact with other staff and admins and, you know, giving that local flavor, you now are another virtual figurehead. You're now another person in the cyber world. And unless somebody goes out of their way saying, look, these are the advantages this person has, you lose a lot of those strengths that you might be able to project in person. And I didn't realize that. I thought you'd be able to do a job interview. It's great. You don't have to spend money traveling. You just click a button. You can go and interview. But now the applicant pool is huge. And then what if we don't look that good on TV? I look very strange on TV. I look strange in person. I just don't do that well. And then I also don't do well with the lighting either. And so, I'm wondering if once we do get to start things back up again and we get to be, opened up and, starting to, break free from this whole unemployment sort of, confining we're in right now, and I apologize, I'm trying to find words. That's what happens. When I'm in my studio, I have words that come out of the soundproofing. When I'm not in my studio, it's all a mess, especially since I got the dog licking my toes right now. So if it's kind of tickly, so I apologize because I got the dog licking my toes. But, are we going to want to go back to the way things were, or is there going to be this tendency of, look, I could just interview people at home. Don't bother. Just do the virtual interview. And if that's the case, we need to redefine and rework how then we are applicants on film. It's a much different thing. It's like a screen test. I don't know if you guys have ever tried to, try to get casted in a movie. But, meeting somebody in person and winning them over and getting that personality to shine and flirting a little, never flirt during a job interview, but making that connection is a lot different than just doing a screen test on a video. So when we're starting to go back into the workforce, I think there's a lot of us that are Gen Xers or baby boomers that aren't really all used to this whole video concept. And when I look at millennials and Gen Zs struggling with, that wasn't the color of my shirt, or this isn't how I looked, or we had the cat in the background, or, I have a little fishy picture behind me that I covered up. And there are things that again, wouldn't be an issue because you were going to the place of work, sitting at their table, complimenting their staff, sitting with perfect posture. It's all the things we were trained to do during an interview we aren't doing. And all the communication skills we have as humans that allow us to connect to people, we don't have that advantage. So maybe as we're opening up and people say, oh yeah, let's let, Uber Eats stay and working from home stay, we might want to rethink the virtual interview. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion-dollar industry. Text TECH to 800-480-4542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pounde Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And I am broadcasting from my studio at home. I am building a studio, and I apologize if it doesn't sound as cool as my other studio. Just, you know, with the weather, had some network issues, so we're going to make this work. We are waiting for our next guest, but I want to talk a little bit about Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, because March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and I posted pictures, not of my colonoscopy. I'm not going to do that this year, probably. I've done that before. I've had about three colonoscopies already, and I'm setting up my fourth. So I was at my gastroenterologist yesterday, Dr. Yakov Shabashnikov, and poor guy, man, he's had to go where no man has ever gone before. And so he was going to do my fourth. It's really easy to do, very difficult to be undressed and have to go through probably one of the most humiliating sort of procedures, you know, as a colonoscopy. But as a woman, having had pap smears, the colonoscopy is nothing compared to, you know, pap smears. So colonoscopy is pretty easy. So it's easy for me to go to the same person rather than going to four different, you know, gentlemen. And he's fantastic. He's a great doctor. But I'm getting my colon cancer screening. Now, I'm not even 50 yet, and I've had four. Why? Well, I have a family history of it. My grandfather on my father's side had it. My grandmother on my mother's side had it. And we could have had more. It's just in my family, the men don't live that long. And my father died of a heart attack before he could be diagnosed with colon cancer. So it's pretty rampant in our family. Our colons, fantastic. Our colons are just, unfortunately, you know, at the brunt of the kind of cancer eight ball. So anyway, I scheduled my colonoscopy. I will not videotape it, but I will keep you guys abreast of what's going on with that, just like I do with my mammograms. So joining us next, talk about preventing colorectal cancer, because screening is one thing, but let's try to prevent it. We got Michael Ruchim, Dr. Michael Ruchim, gastroenterology specialist from Northwestern Medicine Digestive Health Center in Chicago, and Eddie Olsik, former NHL All-Star. Woohoo! I'm a Golden Knights fan, but he's a Chicago Blackhawks NFL champion. I'm really, really NHL. I'm really, really excited to have both of you on. Thank you guys for joining us.
Hello, Dr. Dahlia. How are you? And yes, you got a pretty good team there in Vegas. Yeah, the Golden Knights are, As we say here in Chicago, they're pretty salty. So yeah, they got themselves a really good hockey team there. So thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Oh, no worries. And I've been a Blackhawk fan until the Knights came. So, you know, you're in good company. Good company. So Doctor, is it Ruchim or Ruchim?
Ruchim.
Ruchim. Oh, even
Dr.
better.
Michael Ruchim. Yeah.
Even better. All right. Awesome. So Dr. Ruchim, let's rock this. Tell us about colorectal cancer.
Well, look, it's a very prevalent cancer. Mm-hmm. It affects 1 out of 23 men and 1 out of 25 women. So it's pretty much age equal. Mm-hmm. And the important thing is it's so preventable. It's one of the few things that we can pick up in the pre-cancer stage. It's not like picking something up like in breast or prostate where it's early cancer. This is actually a polyp, which is mm-hmm. a benign growth that has a potential to change to cancer. The chance of having a polyp at age 50 is about 1 out of 3. So it's really common. Most of them will never change. However, colon cancer invariably starts as a polyp. So the whole point is get your colonoscopy when you feel fine, no symptoms. You'll reduce the risk of colon cancer by 90%. In the past, age 50 was felt to be the time to start. The guidelines have moved up now to age 45, and that's because there's been a 50% increase in colorectal cancer in the last 25 years under age 50. So we really got to start getting this in younger people than we ever really thought of.
Absolutely. And in African-American men, we have to be more aggressive, too, with our screening. And I love that you brought up the colonoscopy, because as opposed to mammograms and pap smears and CT scans, colonoscopies is the only screening test out there that actually prevents cancer. All the other tests screen for it, but because it could remove the polyp, that polyp can't turn to cancer. And to me, it's therapeutic as well as screening, preventative.
Absolutely. It really is. And look, there's no test in any medicine that's going to be 100%. Some things are fairly flat or invisible, or they really start in a rare case. But almost all colon cancer starts as a benign polyp. And for your listeners, a polyp, just think of it as like a little bump in the internal part of the colon. Sometimes it's on a stalk, so it can look like a little mushroom, but that's what we're looking for, and if we see it during the colonoscopy, we remove it.
That's so true. That's so true. And, you know, it affects any of us, even NHL All-Stars. Eddie Ulsic, tell us about your personal journey with this.
Well, for me, Dr. Dahlia, it was back in the summer of 2017. I was 50, turning 51, and I had scheduled a colonoscopy. It was a little bit later because the recommended age was 50, but I was, mm-hmm. you know, a few months behind, but I was a healthy guy. I had played 16 years in the NHL. I played in the Olympics for Team
wow.
USA in 1984.
Thank you for that.
A father of four, no cancer history in our family, and all of a sudden one day I woke up and I couldn't go to the bathroom. I couldn't go number two, and that was not normal for me. So I let it go a day. Nothing happened. I went another day, and that's when the alarm bells went off, like this is not normal. So I think like a typical person, I went to the local pharmacy, and I grabbed some Metamucil and some prune juice and tried to break it up and just thought, okay, I'll go to the bathroom, and I'll feel fine and go from there. But Cliff Notes version, some 3 days later, I'm told that I have a blockage in my colon and we need to have a surgery and it's going to take 6 hours and wow. we're going to get this blockage out of there and we're going to let you know from there. And then sure enough, on August the 4th of 2017 at 7:07 p.m., I got a call from one of Dr. Ruckham's teammates, Dr. Scott Strong, who did the surgery and told me that that my tumor came back, is stage 3 colon cancer, and we're recommending 6 months of chemotherapy, and then we will reassess from there. And,
wow.
you know, I mean, the first thing I thought of was, well, you know, cancer, and I have it, and I thought death. You know, how long do I have to live? And I took 6 months of chemo every 2 weeks for 48 hours, and it really tested my will to live. It brought me to my knees, the side effects of the chemotherapy. And
oh, yeah.
to be quite honest, doctor, my wife of almost 33 years was there every second of the way. And when I was ready to quit, because during my second treatment, the side effects just, it questioned everything that I was going through. I mean, I would just, my nose would start bleeding. I had terrible headaches. I had neuropathy. I developed a blood clot. And then I would just go to the bathroom without having to go. And I'm thinking, how am I going to get through today, let alone how am I going to get through 5 more months of this and then not know what the hell is on the other side? And I was ready to quit, and I had never quit at anything in my life. Mm-hmm. And my wife gave me the greatest inspirational speech I ever had. She just grabbed me when I was ready to quit and I was at my lowest. She just looked at me and said, look, you got to fight. You got to fight for me. You have to fight for our 4 kids, and you have to fight for all the people that love you. And I put my hockey helmet back on and just pretty much went day to day and battled hard. And lucky that I'm, 3 years now clean and clear, and I've written a book and talked about my journey through the NHL and in my life and all the things I had to overcome. But most importantly, I talk a lot about my cancer battle and what I had to overcome and being very transparent and open and letting people know that, hey, I was at my very lowest, but, so I'm very proud of the book. It's called Beating the Odds in Hockey and in Life. And if I can inspire one person, Dr. Dahlia, or Dr. Ruckham and I being on your show, which has a huge following, if one person can hear us and we can help them get through the day or get them on the phone to set up a screening, then it was well worth the time that we spent together.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Ruckham, how can people find out more information about colorectal cancer?
So here at Northwestern, you can be on the website, which is www.nm.org/DHC. Or you could just look up the American Cancer Society and just look up colon cancer screening. It'll talk to you about all the different types of screening and the symptoms to be watching for.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Ruckham. Eddie Ulsic, thank you, guys. Can't wait to have you back. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea tells U.S. administration to cease war games with South Korea if it wants to sleep in peace. On Tuesday, the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, Kim Yo-jong, criticized ongoing military drills in South Korea and warned the U.S. administration that the smell of gunpowder wafting over the border would not help bring peace. Former Vice President Mike Pence on Monday endorsed former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders as the role of governor of Arkansas. Sarah is a Christian, a conservative, and a proud Arkansan who will fight for the people of Arkansas, stand with law enforcement, promote lower taxes, champion school choice, and more. Sarah will be a great governor and has my full support, Pence wrote on Twitter. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency said Monday it will require power plants in a dozen states to cut their emissions. Under the action by the Biden administration, we'll have to cut emissions starting this summer. USA Radio News. Two people were killed when the small plane they were in crashed in a Pembroke Pines neighborhood Monday afternoon, hitting a car as it went down and leaving the adult inside injured, while the child inside reportedly later died. A witness to the crash tells CBS Miami what he saw.
All I see is like some large black smoke. And like a huge fire coming right there out the fence. The house over there, there's like parts of the airplane that was on fire. The first thing that I did, I called 911.
Pembroke Pines is just outside Hollywood, Florida. Police and fire rescue crews responded to the scene around 3:30 p.m. local time Monday. Health experts say they are disappointed and confused by the flurry of suspensions of the coronavirus vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford, warning there is not yet enough data to justify these decisions. Sweden and Latvia on Tuesday joined a fast-growing list of European countries suspending the use of the vaccine as a precautionary measure following reports of blood clots. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back in Dr. Dahlia's show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, a lot of people are concerned about allergy season during our hopeful comeback from COVID. I am concerned about a fourth wave just because of what's been going on in Mexico and Honduras and Guatemala, and Brazil's having issues and Italy may be going on another lockdown. So I wouldn't be surprised if we get an uptick in cases. Also, we are going to probably get more cases because as people are going back to work, bosses are saying you got to test for COVID. So all these people that were avoiding getting the test now are getting the test. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see cases rise, and with spring break and people partying, it's not going to be the biggest surprise. But what a lot of people don't realize is allergy season can cause a boost in COVID cases. We saw this last spring, and people are thinking, but wait a second, if we're coming out of flu season, and if we're coming out of pneumonia season, if it's getting warmer, why wouldn't allergy season help? It doesn't. Apparently, when you breathe in pollen, it seems to distract your host defenses, your immune system. So breathing in pollen could actually worsen your susceptibility to getting COVID. And I think, and this hasn't really been mentioned, but we do a lot of things to try to diminish our immune system during allergy season, that like the nasal steroids, etc. That might unfortunately put us at a higher risk for COVID coming in. Because like, okay, well, if there's steroids on board, and if there's nasal steroids, if somebody got their Kenalog shot, then great, it's open season. So I caution people during allergy season to be really, really careful about where we could unfortunately go. But what most people are worried about is how to not look like they have COVID. Now, I was at a restaurant the other night, and it was a really nice restaurant, and I sneezed. I didn't realize I sneezed because this is allergy season. I usually get a Kenalog shot once a year. I wanted to wait until my vaccine kicked in before I got my Kenalog shot, and I sneezed, I guess, in the restaurant, and I have, you know, a pretty, you know, pretty large nasal plumbing sinus cavity sort of set up. So when I sneeze, it's loud and it just carries. I'm a loud sneezer. I got big sinuses. And all of a sudden the waiter brought me some Kleenex. Probably he thought that I was going to try to wipe my nose on the lace tablecloth, and I wasn't going to do that. But that's how I knew allergy season was in. And I'm sitting next to my mom, and my mom's looking at me like, you know, you need to blow your nose. And I'm like, with the Kleenex, the tablecloth. So I went to the bathroom. You know, when my mommy tells me to do something, I'll do it. I'm like, yes, ma'am. You know, I'm in my 40s, and man, she tells me to do something, I'm like, okay. I remember my dad, I was like, yes, sir. I couldn't talk him into getting a colonoscopy. I couldn't talk him into getting his heart tested. Like, leave me alone. Leave me alone. You bug me too much. I'm like, yes, sir. Sorry, Dad. Sorry. Won't bother you again, sir. So allergy season is going to be frustrating people because they don't want to look like they have COVID. What are your symptoms of allergies? You got the sneezing. You got the coughing. Some of us with asthma or COPD are going to wheeze. We're going to get the itchy eyes. We're going to get the watery eyes. We're going to get the red eyes. We're going to be scratchy. We might be a little short of breath. So when I get a call from somebody on telemedicine saying, yeah, I got coughing and sneezing and runny eyes, how do I know it's not COVID? Well, there are little differences, okay? You know, the difference between a cold and allergies is, you know, a cold may come on a little slower. COVID might come on a little slower for some. Sometimes it hits you like a ton of bricks. But, you know, it's a little bit more insidious, whereas allergies, you come in from outside, you're just ready. I mean, to just start sneezing and scratching and coughing and all that. So there's an abruptness with allergies that we might not see with a cold. With a cold, it could cause a fever. You usually don't get fever with allergies. With colds, your sinuses might not be draining clear. It might be a little thick. It might be yellowish. It might be greenish. That's what viruses do. With allergies, because it's clear. Same thing with your cough. Rather than your cough being kind of yellow or mucousy or greeny, your cough a lot of times with allergies is clear. So there is a difference. Now, I believe a couple weeks ago, we talked about how the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America published a list of the hardest hit cities. So with allergies, when it comes to pollen scores, average medication usage, board certified allergists in the area, they came up with this algorithm of who's going to be the hardest hit city. So the hardest hit cities is Scranton, Pennsylvania, Richmond, Virginia, Wichita, Kansas, and McAllen, Texas, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Hartford, Connecticut, Springfield, Massachusetts, New Haven, Connecticut, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and Bridgeport, Connecticut. Now that's for spring allergies. For all over allergies, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I think we came in number 9 For all over allergies, we got Richmond, Scranton, Wichita, Virginia Beach, Pittsburgh, Hartford, Oklahoma City, McAllen, Las Vegas, and Springfield, Massachusetts. So whether you're in the desert, whether you're in the northeast seaboard, what do they call it, the northeastern seaboard, there's allergies. You're not going to escape it. Now, the 10 cities that seem to do the best, but they still have allergies, is Denver, Colorado, Fresno, California, Portland, Oregon, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Stockton, California, San Jose, California, Salt Lake City, Utah, Provo, Utah, Seattle, Washington, and Durham, North Carolina. Now, some of you are going, I don't get it. What is the difference in vegetation between Milwaukee and then, Milwaukee is one of the hardest hit. The 10 least challenging places came Milwaukee, and then I guess Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the worst. Maybe it's the pollution. Again, if you got a lot more allergists there, if you have, let's say, a lot more pharmacy access, that might trigger this to come up high. But whether we believe the list or not, it does heighten and highlight the fact that we have a lot of cities out there that are going to be coughing, sneezing, spewing. And as I had said last year, if somebody does have COVID, let's say, and now they have an allergy attack, they're going to be sneezing and coughing that on somebody else. This is why you're seeing many places not limit the mask use yet or the social distancing. Because I don't know about you guys, but I'm in Vegas. Every time I walk in somewhere, it's... All I do is hear people sniffle and cough because of allergy season. Vegas is really dusty and we have a lot of plants and it doesn't look like we have a lot of foliage, but we have a lot of weeds, you know, so weeds have pollen too. So let me see if I have a list of the worst offenders. So some of the worst offenders is ragweed that we see in North America, mountain cedar we see in Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. Ryegrass throughout North America, maple will do it, elm, mulberry, pecan will make you sneeze, pecan pie, oak, pigweed, tumbleweed, Arizona cypress. Oh, for me, it's olive trees. I just really suffer with olive trees. And so, you know, in terms of the most bothersome tree pollens, it's alder, ash, beech, birch, box elder, cedar, cottonwood, date palm, elm, mulberry, hickory, juniper, oak, pecan, phoenix palm, red maple, silver maple, sycamore, walnut, and willow. Now, grasses are growing. Right? Yeah, this is where things bloom. So Bermuda grass will make you sneeze and trigger your allergies. Johnson grass, Kentucky bluegrass, that sounds good. Orchid grass, rye grass, sweet vernal grass, and Timothy grass. How did Timothy and Johnson get grass named after them? That'd be cool. Yeah, I'd like a flower named after me, but that's a dahlia. Are flowers allergenic? Well, they say the pigweed, chamomile, chrysanthemums, daisies, goldenrod, and sunflowers can be bothersome. Dahlias don't bother anybody at all. Nice dahlia. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
All right, guys. So we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. The dog was in the studio and passed gas, so now he have windows open. So the studio, I don't know if the at-home studio was working for me. I don't think it's working for me yet. Okay. All right. So June asks, what do I feel is the best allergy medication to take? So it's interesting. We have antihistamines out there like Benadryl, which is not my favorite because it makes you sleepy. I might take that at night if my allergies are keeping me up at night because Benadryl makes me sleepy, but I really don't like the way I feel the next day. So then we have medications like Claritin and Zyrtec and Allegra. To me, they're all six in one, half a dozen of another. You know, I'm sure somebody that understands the pharmacology of it will say, no, there's a big difference. And for some people, they say, yeah, they notice that Allegra does better than Zyrtec, or Zyrtec does better than Claritin. I've heard some people say Zyrtec makes them sleepy. I've heard some people say Allegra wakes them up. So it's different strokes for different folks. Xyzal is a prescription form of anti-allergy medication. Some people are telling me they notice that's a little bit better. Honestly, I leave it up to you all. If your doctor is comfortable with you taking an antihistamine, be careful because there are side effects with any of these things. But could dry you out too much, could sometimes interfere with your urination. Got to watch some of them when you have prostate issues. So, in terms of antihistamines, I like them. The next thing I go to are the nasal steroids. The nasal steroids, like Flonase, Nasonex, Rhinocort, they're a steroid that you could spray directly into the nose. When you spray, you don't want to spray it towards the septum because it'll drip back out. You kind of have to spray it towards the side of the nose, inside, so it bounces back, kind of like if you've ever played pool. If you spray it to the side of the nose, it's gonna make a 90 degree, maybe a 60 degree angle, go and hit then the septum and then go up. So I like the steroid nasal sprays. Steroids decrease some of the modulators and the immune cells that cause histamine release and cause you to have a reaction or cause an allergic response. Let me just explain. So allergies, we sometimes don't want to suppress them too much because allergies is sometimes what your immune response is supposed to do. So if you get pollen, dust, dander, something in your body that you're not supposed to, the body senses it. It could be a medicine. It could be a graft. It could be a new organ. It could be mold, metal. Something comes into your body. Your immune system thinks of it as a foreign intruder. Many of these things might be harmless. All right, it's a little bit of pollen. But sometimes a hypersensitivity reaction could occur. So IgE antibodies will find the intruder, like an allergen, activate mast cells in the tissue, and then basophils in the blood. When these cells get activated, they then release substances to help protect you, like histamines, leukotrienes, cytokines. So these help the body attempt to sneeze the allergen out, cough the allergen out, wall off the antigen, signal more antibodies, maybe produce more tears, nasal secretions to flush it out. So when your eyes water, it's because your body is trying to clean your eyes of the allergen. When you're sneezing, your nose is watering, it's trying to have a downstream to prevent things from going upstream. When you're coughing again, you're trying to spew things out. So your immune system, your allergies, is kind of your body doing what it's supposed to do. Unfortunately, it can take advantage or it can overdo. So, for example, with the cytokine storm with COVID, that's when the cytokines and the immune cells unfortunately take over, and then you can actually succumb to your immune response even more than what the virus would have done. And so that's why many doctors early on were looking at COVID going, why some people only got a little sniffle with COVID and others, when it's a full cytokine storm and their lungs were consumed, and it was because for some people, maybe it's their immune system. For others, maybe their immune system is a little bit more in check. So when it comes to allergies, I have to be very, very careful suggesting doing certain things to calm your allergies down while we're in a pandemic. So when I bring up nasal steroids will diminish the mast cell activation, the basal cell activation, and substance release of the histamines, leukotrienes, and cytokines. Now, some of you take Singulair or Montelukast. Montelukast is an anti-leukotriene. So that prevents the leukotrienes, but it's not an antihistamine. It's not technically an anti-cytokine. So Singulair does great with allergies if your problem is leukotrienes. But if your problem is histamines and everything, then we kind of go to the steroids. Kenalog shots, some of you have asked me about Kenalog shots each year. The Kenalog shot is it's a dose of a steroid, 40 milligrams. And for some, they might take a different form. But if you take a 40 milligram shot of Kenalog, it sometimes diminishes your immune system long enough to get you through the allergy season. The problem is, if you have diabetes, we're not going to recommend that. If you have high blood pressure, we're not going to recommend that. So, symptoms of seasonal allergies, the sneezing, cough, wheezing, runny nose, eyes watering, red eyes, itchy skin, rash, itchy throat, fatigue, congestion, yeah, could look like COVID. So, don't be surprised if your doctor or your employer wants you to take a COVID test. For the eyes, I like Patinol, Pataday. There's certain anti-allergy eye drops out there that work really, really nice if your Zyrtec or Claritin or your nasal steroid doesn't control your symptoms. But prevention is key, because once you get allergies, once you start to sneeze, then you, unfortunately, once you have allergies, it's difficult. So what we recommend is preventing it. So know your local weather and pollen counts, right? If you're planning on doing a little birthday party outside of the park and you notice that the pollen counts are high, you might have some issues. Those of you with asthma, COPD, emphysema, frequent sinus infections that allergies trigger, you might want to get on some preventative dosing. Usually these nasal steroids, it takes a couple weeks to start kicking in. So I tell people before allergy season hits to start looking at your medication regimen to see if you need to get started. Avoid pollen from coming into your house. We want to open the windows. My dog just, let out a real bad toot. Windows are all open. Yeah, but I got pollen around me. So you'll see in about an hour, I'll be doing that. Hopefully the stink will be out of the studio, but at least, I can have the dog. But I'm going to be sniffling from pollen. Clean off your shoes, your pets. My pets run in and out of the doggy door. Cats, dogs, well, they go and they get pollen on them and they bring them inside the house. So you need to clean off your pet. You got to clean your air filters, replace the air filters frequently. Maybe use HEPA filters. You want to wash pollen off from your hair and clothes before you sit on the couch or jump into bed. So if you've been outside all day, jump in the shower. Otherwise, you're going to take that pollen and put it on your couch, put it on your bed. Wear sunglasses and a hat when outdoors to minimize face exposure. Your COVID face mask might help as well. My car window is open sometimes, right? Because I don't want, the car to overheat, and we just always leave it a little bit open. The problem is pollen could get in. When you are in your car, you might want to recirculate the air rather than letting air from the outside come in. And then if you do need to start medications early, that's when you do. So I do have an article on this. It also has a link to where your local tree, ragweed, and grass pollen counts can be obtained, because those are kind of good to watch. All right, look at this. I'm teaching you guys something. All right, call in with your medical questions. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.